Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
If we take the quarterback position out of the equation, which Bears player do you consider to be the most disappointing through the first 8 weeks of the season?
Hey, guys. I looked up the Bears sack leaders. Would you like to hear what's happening there?
Not really, but
go ahead.
Sack machine.
Not quite. The closest would be Jervon Dexter, senior. He has 3.5 sacks.
You're right.
Montez, what is next? Montez has 3. Dominique Robinson, whose injury status remains unclear, has 1.5 sacks. Tano Passanio, Dio Odangbo, Kyler Gordon, Chris Williams, Tremaine Edmonds, and Jaquan Brisker all have 1 each. You know what that is? Not enough sacks. That's a total of 14. I don't like these numbers, so I'm going to go with one of them's. Dio, you get paid a lot of money. What are you doing? You want to get mad? How can I help you? Want to go after Joe Flacco if he's there? I think that would be the case. I would sign the same contract, too, if I was in his position. I would also happily sign the same contract as Montez Sweat. But I'm going to sadly say it's one of them on the defensive line. I don't count Grady Jarrett because, according to Brad Biggs yesterday or 2 days ago, he apparently had an arthroscopic procedure done on his knee. But, man, one of them I included in that number is not up to snuff. Maybe two. Two.
Are you familiar with an artist by the name of Silk the Shocker?
Why, yes, I am.
He has a hit song.
No Limit.
You may remember from the No Limit Soldiers. It ain't my fault.
Did I do that? Uh-oh.
Good. I'm glad you guys are familiar. Now,
yeah, the offbeat rappings of Silk the Shocker.
Yes. You know exactly who
I'm
talking
about.
Is that
Silk with 2 Ks?
That's right.
See how I brought it all together?
You just was on the verses. No Limit versus Cash Money.
Yes.
Still rapping offbeat.
I got to watch that, by the way. I don't like the fact that they split New Orleans like that, but go on.
You can find it.
They had never performed together. I'm really with it. So back to Silk the Shocker. That's probably the theme song that Dio Odingbo rocks out to before games.
Uh-oh!
Because it ain't his fault that he signed a 3-year, $48 million deal. They offered him all the money. He said, I'll take the money.
I always like saying that because, let's face it, we would all do the same thing.
Look, you already know my dream job is to be a Division I Power 4 head coach in football.
To get fired.
So just let me go.
Secure the bag.
Yeah. And then I'll get like a medial job. So if they make me go find work after I get fired.
So it's not offset?
Yeah. It's offset all right. Maybe $20,000, $30,000 worth of offset.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah. But
why don't you just sit at a bakery somewhere and let them put you on payroll?
Actually, that would work too. And I get free baked goods or heavily discounted baked goods for working at the bakery.
Croissant for like a quarter.
But if you're going to sit here and play seven games and all you can come up with is a pass deflection, a single sack, and two tackles for losses,
Woo!
And three quarterback hits, I'm going to say that seems like a poor investment. And I say that knowing that all parts of a defensive line and really the defense as a whole work together to get results.
I mean, even Montez Sweat had two forced fumbles.
Dio has had no forced fumbles or fumble recoveries or interceptions or plays of major game-changing consequence, even though he's getting paid what I would argue is game-changing, game-wrecking money.
Team, can we do confession time real quick?
Sure.
This is your confession.
It is. Because when Dominique Robinson went down, did I briefly say to myself, oh no, did the Bears lose their best pass rusher?
Bless you.
I just sneezed. Is that a sign? Is that being taken by some sort of spirit just now? Is that a confirmation?
Allergic to not enough pass rushing?
Listen, all I'm saying is, what was my number one concern coming into this season? Does
number
anyone remember?
One.
Does anyone remember?
You did talk about the defensive line, and you were like, hey, Layla, I went to Bears practice. I was like, oh, how was it? And then you were like, I don't know what's going on with the defensive line. I was like, but they paid all that money. And then you were like, no, I don't think it's a good idea. And that's how it went.
And now, seven games into the season, is anyone pleased with what they've seen out of the defensive line for the Bears?
What?
Exactly. It does not please me. It does not please me. So yeah, it's Dio Odingbo. He's like, put Caleb in the mix, by the way. It's still Dio Odingbo.
No, it's not Caleb.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's not Caleb.
It is. No, I'm saying the question was outside of Caleb Williams.
Oh,
I'm
you're saying including Caleb.
Yeah, it's not close. It's Dio.
Uh-oh.
Did I do that?
Y'all love that.
Number two.
Just catchy.
Is Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely not. What are we talking about?
I just had to sit with it, and I'm like, I know. It just brought me back to a simpler time, you know, the mid-2010s, when the question was, is Joe Flacco elite? And then I'm thinking to myself, are we just asking this because he's been around for so long? Because the other guys who are in their 40s playing quarterback are dudes like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. So then Joe Flacco just gets lumped in by association.
18 years. Yeah, this is not a Kanye song. I'm telling you how long he's been in the NFL.
The league's got him for 18 years.
So in those 18 years, how many times do you think Joe Flacco's been all pro?
All pro?
How many times?
Maybe zero.
That is the answer.
Woo!
Okay, so all pro is a very tough bar when you spend part of your time in the same conference playing along the likes of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and we can go up and down the list, right? Patrick Mahomes, although that was really later in his career. But I'll say this. How many Pro Bowls do you think he has been to, Joe Flacco? 18 years.
Three.
Anybody else?
I will say two, and one is an alternate.
What if I told you it was the same number of Pro Bowls as it is all pros?
No.
Can we stop this conversation now? Is that enough?
No.
Is that enough?
He deserved at least one Pro Bowl somewhere around like 2012 or 13.
He's been to less Pro Bowls than Tyler Huntley. Is that? Do I rest my case now, or do we need to keep going?
SNOOP. Wow.
6-3-0.
Now, he has been the comeback player of the year. That's his biggest award.
6-3-0 said, when their powers combine, they become lack machine.
He is a Super Bowl champion.
Oh,
he's also
funny.
A Super Bowl MVP. He is a Hall of Famer at the bank.
A Super Bowl MVP is a big deal.
Sure.
Are we convincing ourselves in this moment?
I'm saying, I'll give you that. It is a big deal.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Okay, good.
Is it all awesome? Right. Is his career deserving of celebration? Do we acknowledge the fact that he's a Super Bowl MVP?
Yes.
All of the things.
Yes.
And it's cool. It's just a cool story that a guy who loves football so much can still play at this level.
Remember, his own kids don't believe he's good at football. You do remember that, right? And now you understand why.
He's got like, five kids.
Where are the Pro Bowls, guys? His kids are like, Dad, how come we never get to go to Hawaii or Vegas or wherever they have that thing now? It's in the Super Bowl city now, right? They never got to go. I get it. I honestly get why his kids are on him about football.
No, wasn't it in Orlando?
It was maybe 1 year it was, but I think they just changed it this year. Or in future years, it's going to be wherever the Super Bowl is being held, the Pro Bowl and the Pro Bowl games. So, but can we just say this conversation is over? The one about the Pro Bowl. Okay, okay.
About the Hall of Fame?
About the Hall of Fame.
No.
Oh, you still want to make the push?
No, somebody's going to have it, though. We were just the first ones to come up with the idea.
All right.
I can't say that seriously.
Number three.
This is Five on It with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Mark Grody will be on the show at 1:25, bringing us the latest from Hallis Hall. Tonight, the Bulls host Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and the Kings at the United Center. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45, tip-off at 7 on The Score, and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. The Bulls and Kings will indeed face off tonight in a Spider-Man meme showdown. Which player do you think will ultimately end up with the highest point total?
Ultimately end up with the highest point total? Zach LaVine. Doesn't he have like three straight games of 31 points or something along those lines? Zach's been scoring. What has he been doing, you ask? Scoring. And that's amazing when you consider that it's him, DeMar DeRozan, and Russell Westbrook together. Well, Zach had 23 in his last game last night against the Thunder. But still, Zach, that's what he does. He's a scorer. I'm pretty sure that's why the Kings wanted to trade away De'Aaron Fox. 23 may not lead all scorers of the game, but it certainly might lead the Kings. I think, though, with the way the Bulls have been distributing the ball and how many players have been scoring in double figures, 23 even might get it done.
So, Zach LaVine, as you mentioned, 30 points, 31 points, 32 points, and then 23 points last night.
Hold on, Doug McDermott is on the Kings?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I wasn't paying attention that hard.
Oh, we got to put him in the promo.
The Doug McDermott trade, by the way, to Oklahoma City was in 2017.
But I don't think he's active right now, but I could be wrong.
No, that's why when I looked at the box score, I was like, wait, what?
So, okay. Leading scorer tonight.
Dario Saric.
You think it's going to be Zach LaVine because Zach LaVine scores a lot and he comes in as the leading scorer.
Yeah, that was my basic. It was a very basic answer.
The Bulls are too evenly distributed, in my opinion, to have the leading scorer.
Agreed.
The Kings are playing the second of a back-to-back, so I think some of their guys are going to be tired. I have a guy who I don't think will be tired and I could be wrong, but I think he might lead them in scoring tonight.
Russell Westbrook.
No. He had 9 points last night on 3 of 7 shooting. He was 0 for 3 from 3. But this is how he goes. He goes up and down. It's Malik Monk who's going to lead this game in scoring tonight.
You putting your FanDuel dollars on that?
You know what? I got a little money I might throw down on Malik Monk.
That bold, there's got to be a prop there that's going to work.
I think I haven't done any looking ahead to tonight, but I think Malik Monk, 25 points. Write it down.
So prior to last night, the Zach LaVine game log was pretty decent. Zach LaVine did score in the 30s. It was 32 against the Lakers, 31 against Utah, and 30 against Phoenix. That's where I got that number from. I think it's the average.
No.
32,
I said, yeah.
31, and 30 over 3. You're averaging 31.
Yeah, no. I said, and then 23 last night. But, of course, because of the front end of a back-to-back, they're just going to be a little more tired tonight. They're going to run. Malik's the only one who can run with them, and he's going to put up shots. Malik's going to...
Malik Monk got to shoot.
Shot.
Everybody. We're way too into this game, aren't we? Like, we've talked about this game a lot today.
It's going to be an exciting game.
Marshall and Layla are back in NBA land, and my brain just reloaded everybody's names. I forgot baseball pretty much existed outside of the World Series. Like, it's bad. The transition happened.
Tonight, I'm going to do something I did not do last night. I'm going to put the baseball on my laptop. The unfortunate thing about getting the Bulls through the CHSN app is I cannot go multi-view with that.
No, you just watch CHSN.
Yeah, I got to just watch CHSN. So
sorry, you get the full scope of the Bulls game, though, baby.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. So,
speaking of that,
it's Malik
tonight,
Monk.
Tonight, the Bulls host Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Malik Monk, and the Kings at the United Center. Pre-game coverage is at 6:45. Tip-off at 7 on the Score. The Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network. Powered by Heli Forklifts. Did I do it? I didn't do it right.
Bulls. Radio Network.
There it is. I can't do the Lawrence thing.
You don't have to. That's the Lawrence thing. We need a Layla thing.
I'm not good like that. I just randomly sing lyrics and want to go to Euro places in Rockford.
And there's nothing wrong with that either. We're going to hit that gas station. We're going to hit it hard.
815 just says, Joe deserves Hall of Fame. Trust me. Well.
Wow. Well, they just trust you.
He said it. Or all she. Right.
Number four.
The Blue Jays defeated the Dodgers 6-2 in Game 4 of the World Series. Toronto has outscored Los Angeles 23-17 through the first four games of the series. Should that scoring disparity give Blue Jays fans any glimmer of hope that the Dodgers can be taken down?
Yeah. Yeah, it should, because the Blue Jays have been scoring. We were trying to figure it out based on their DS numbers, their CS numbers, and then the World Series numbers, if the offense was indeed peaking at the right time. But no, that goes back even further. As we know, their offense started to exaggerate itself, crescendo, improve in the second half of the season. This is not just peaking at the right time. I feel like this is the plan realized. You know me, I thought for sure after the game that was the 18-inning game, I was like, well, that's the dagger, right? Like, you can't come back from that. Lies. Not only have they come back from it, they will score on a team. They had that 3-1 game against Seattle. Then it was 10-3 in a loss. Then it was 13-4 in a win, 8-2 in a win, 6-2 in the loss, 6-2 in the win, 4-3 in the win, 11-4 against the Dodgers. Lost 5-1, lost 6-5, and now 6-2. That's enough offense to get it done, guys. Like, especially when you know Seattle it's a worse place for offense than Dodger Stadium, and that's saying something because of the Marine layer, but that's how significant it is in Seattle. This team can score runs. Definitely a glimmer of hope for me.
Yeah, I think when you look at what's gone on in the postseason, you can't get past the fact that in 15 games, they've scored 94 runs. That's a lot of runs a game. 6 to be exact.
Yeah, I can't do that math.
No, I did the math. It's 6. So if you're scoring 6 runs a game, which is more than every other team in baseball, including the Dodgers, who, by the way, are scoring roughly 4 runs a game, there's certainly a chance. I just think it's different when it's head-to-head. So unless the Blue Jays can win tonight, it's hard for me to picture the Dodgers not winning this series. I thought that the Blue Jays had a chance last night because Shohei and them were out here working 18 innings. Shane Bieber wasn't doing anything last night at that time. He probably had already left and gone back to the team hotel.
He was, which they do, actually.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
He was the only one, probably.
That's when everybody else was available except for Shane Bieber. Think about it. And the starting pitcher from the game before. So I think Shohei, you know, I don't know if y'all saw the Dodgers locker room celebration. We're like, we got a game later today. And Shohei immediately goes into his like fake windup because he's pitching in that game. I think Shohei might have been a little tired last night, a little fatigued. So you get into the 7th inning of a game. First time he's done that as a Dodger, by the way. I think what happened was to be expected to a certain extent.
Pitcher that goes 7 innings, huh?
Yeah, but they got to win tonight.
Must be nice.
Jays don't win tonight. It's curtains, in my humble opinion.
Number 5.
Last question here. 5 on it. Raheem Harrison Grody. Mark Grody out. Gone forever. Just kidding. He'll be back at 125 from Hell's Hall.
Oh, he's back. Just like that.
Yesterday, Blackhawks center Connor Bedard scored his first career hat trick at the age of 20 years old. What were you doing at 20 years old?
I was in school. That was most of the things I did. I think I was also at that age doing weekend overnight traffic. Like, I had needed a job, and at that point, that job paid, like, a wild amount of money per hour compared to what I could have made a minimum wage. And so I gave up my social life to listen to the police scanner and, again, call municipalities, police departments, state troopers' offices and whatnot per county to see what accidents were out there on the roads. In case you were listening to KRLD at that time, then I was giving the weekend overnight traffic. Exciting, right?
That sounds like a lot.
I was also interning at Fox Sports Southwest.
At age 20, that would have been what, my junior year? Yeah. I turned 20 the sophomore before my junior, or the summer before my junior year. I was working at Just for Feet, hawking shoes, lots of shoes. Just for Feet, where your 13th pair is always free. Yeah, that's what I was doing. Plus, I was working at WeUp.
So to be clear, it's a shoe store.
Yes.
Just want to put that out there. There's okay. a lot of feet things out there now.
This is not.
Do you know how many people I've hidden my story from for that reason?
What's the name of the website?
I cut off my shoes every time now.
Oh man.
What's the name of the website with, for the foot fetish people? What's it called?
I can't remember.
I don't even
you know what it's called.
OnlyFans.
No, there's one just for feet.
WikiFeet.
Is that it? WikiFeet.
WikiFeet.
I don't know, but I was selling shoes. That's what I was doing, and I was working at. I was interning at a TV station in Huntsville, Alabama. And I was working at a radio station, WeUp. WeUp, is you up? WeUp, Urban Contemporary Station. I did the morning sports for them. They just let me come in and hang out and talk about sports.
That's so cool.
It was cool.
Way better than weekend overnight traffic, where unfortunately 2 a.m. was a gruesome hour.
But also, I wasn't doing anything hockey related. And I was not scoring hat tricks. I was playing pickup ball on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the local church. That's all I got for you.
The only reason I sounded decent on air at the time is because there was a formula. Like you would say, like city, highway, direction, exit marker, traffic backup.
Formulas help make things sound simple, right?
There's no formula for Connor Bedard's hockey success. It is himself.
I like the formula that a hat trick means you've totaled your goals from previous and doubled the total from 3 to 6 in one night. I like the idea that he's got 12 points in 10 games, and I think he's going to get a 100-point season this year. This is all progress.
The Hawks are putting on a show. It's worth going to the UC. Been a minute for me.
Playoffs.
Guys, don't submit the feet names. Like, no, you're telling on yourselves. Oh. We can see your phone numbers on the text line.
Hold on, let me see it.
No, I'm not doing
this. Oh, Feet Finder. I think that's it. Feet Finder. I think that's it.
Man. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. There's been a lot of feedback and reaction from Bears fans when I posted a video to my Instagram story of an NFL owner who I think a lot of people wish resembled the one here in their habits a little bit more. So let's do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And here's something no one's talking about. You know what I mean? The McCaskies, they're cheap. I never hear anyone talk about them.
Well, they signed a really pricey head coach who people like and trust. So I don't know that that's entirely true, but I do think a lot of times if you want answers as to why a football team is the way it is, look toward its owner. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And there's no doubt that one of the biggest stories in the NFL this year is the success of the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are surprising many people with their record and their offense being the best in the league. They're 7-1, 5-0 at home. That's incredible. 2-1 away. Their point differential is by far the largest in the NFL at 116. Nobody's even close to that. Tyler Warren, of course, a player that we're paying attention to because he was drafted after Colston Loveland having success. They just won their last game in the 30-point total, 38-14 against the Titans. It was 38-24 against the Chargers on the road, 31-27 against the Cardinals, 40-6 against the Raiders. You understand what I'm saying. They're a team that not only looks good on the field, they seem to be making good decisions off of it as well. And that's why maybe you don't think of ownership at this time, except for thinking about the picture and the video we've seen of Charlie Ursay Gordon in her bedazzled or sequined or perhaps just styled Colts jacket or Colts gear on the sideline with a headset on. And yes, it is an unlikely picture to see a woman with a headset on the sidelines of an NFL game. But if you're listening to this show, there's a chance that you're already a little bit ahead of the curve when it comes to that concept, which is perhaps why I got a ton of replies whenever I posted what she said here to my Instagram story.
I need to learn more about this. I need to be able to say, is this person full of BS? Do they even know what they're talking about? And I think one of the things that being on the headset has really helped me learn is, to the question earlier, it's such a complex organism, a football team and how it operates. And on game day, and you could say, oh, that person ran that route wrong. When you learn to find, oh, someone tagged the wrong wide receiver, and it wasn't really the player's fault, it was the person that called it. So, and it's never, I think that's been a very valuable, because it also helps us be able to know, where do we need to make tweaks? What resources do we need? What do we need to fix? So much of it comes down to just how we operate and how things work. And the headsets are really, I would suggest it for anyone else that has to pay coaches and GMs millions and millions of dollars. It helps you make a less expensive mistake, potentially.
She sounds so prudent and pragmatic and smart and reasonable. It's refreshing, to say the least.
And the part about a less expensive mistake. If there was ever a way to know about your team, it's that you have the privilege of being an owner, and she is one of Jim Irsay's daughters, to be able to listen to what actually goes on. Because who's going to stop her? And she's not meddling if she's simply listening. She's trying to learn. And I can't tell you how many people replied to me saying, I wish we had an owner who did that. And what I heard was not some sort of clamoring about the fact that Charlie Ursay Gordon is a woman and she's doing this. It wasn't that. It was the authenticity and the understanding behind why she was doing this. Not only is she showing you that she's trying to learn, but it's not performative. And you can't argue with the Colts' results right now. Would that make you more patient? For example, when she talks about less expensive decision, would you truly understand sometimes on who it is when it comes to, say, what talent you can trust on the field, if it's their GM, Chris Ballard, if that's his decision, or what Shane Steichen is doing, or how they've seen this offense flourish this year? All of these things, I think, work together, and that's why she's saying this. Who among us wouldn't want the chance to listen to a headset during the game just so we better understand what's going on?
Not just listening to the headset, but being able to sit in on meetings, to ask questions. You know, it's pretty regular that coaches, GMs meet with owners or CEOs, however you want to lay out the structure of a team, whether it's weekly, biweekly, whatever. But to actually then be able to ask questions and understand from a very different perspective than the typical owner who, and I feel like we have these extremes, right? Where you have George McCaskey, who's like, I don't handle any of that. I'm just a football fan. I hired Kevin Warren to take care of that. That's his job now. Versus a Jerry Jones, who's involved in every single facet of every single decision that goes on. You could argue to his detriment, but since he is a ringmaster as far as the circus goes, you could argue it's working out just fine for him.
Owner general manager, though?
Yeah.
No, that general manager would have been fired for not having taken his team to an NFC championship game in 30 years.
But you know, you can't fire the owner. So
that's the point here, is Jerry's probably the poster child for the guy who decided he knew how to run things, whether or not that was the case at times. He had Jimmy Johnson to help him out, Dave Wannstedt, of course, and their staff to begin with. But this is different. This is authentic. It's not performative. You know, it's not picking somebody up from the airport. This is showing genuine wanting to learn. And I think that's why it hit with so many people. It's a desire that we wish more people in general would have. And then for her to talk about why she does this in a way that makes sense, you already have a different opinion of the Colts because of comments like this. You know, think about Jim Irsay and what we had heard him talk about with like the upper quartile. And he's, you know, he was a free spirit and a different thinker and a character, that's for sure. But this is somebody who genuinely wants to learn better how to run a football team. And frankly, not lose as much money doing it when you hear that comment.
I think, first of all, I have no problem with George McCaskey picking up whoever he wants to pick up from the airport and being a hospitable, you know, as part of the interview process. That I like that, actually. I'm good with that. But I like that George, in a way, doesn't overstep what he doesn't understand. He just is in charge of hiring someone who does understand. Now, you can make questions about the hiring process and who they've hired in the past. And that's going back to last year, never had fired a coach in season. And we know there was a dissenting voice when the three of those guys got together, George McCaskey, Kevin Warren, and Ryan Poles. I'm assuming that George McCaskey was the dissenting voice because it had never been done before. But to be forward thinking in not only how the organization is run, but how it should be run going forward and being able to pivot when the need to pivot arises. And I think Carly, Ursae Gordon has that under control. That's the part that she has figured out.
Well, you know what also she did that was really simple and yet speaks to this at the same time and has evoked this reaction? When people see her on the sideline, she knows that she needs to also speak to the media.
Oof.
If you're going to be more visible, then acknowledge your presence to everybody who sees it. In a way that's, again, not about needing to be like, oh, I'm here, look at me. But it's, hey, guys, here's why I'm here.
Smart. Like I said, when you hear her talk, not just that sound that we play, but there's been other things she said in front of a microphone that just simply makes sense. And the authenticity comes across in such a way that you understand, oh, okay, I get exactly what she's doing and why she's doing it, and I'm with it.
And she's taking notes. You know, that's the other part. She's taking notes. It's not like she's out there trying to...
Peacock.
Yeah, or communicate with anybody. It's not like she's out there reacting to decisions. You know, the video I've seen has been of her intently looking, taking notes. Like, there's no, like you and I have facial expressions when we're watching a game, or I'm yelling at the TV, you know?
We've all been there.
And frankly, you know, we always cut away to what's the visual during games. It's cutting away to the owners and the owners' boxes. You know, oh, it's who's in Jerry Jones's suite, for example. It was at Post Malone today. Name somebody famous. Billy Bob Thornton, maybe, something along those lines. Meanwhile, the 7-1 team, the NFL's best offense, is out here on the sideline. And this part also rings true, and I think it deserves to be said over and over again. We always talk about how much difference can a person make. The owner makes all the difference. Because if they do want to pivot, if they do want to change the entire way the team behaves, just by example, they can. How much better would you feel as a player on that team, as an employee, knowing that this is how your owner feels about learning what you guys really do? It's the opposite of what we heard Woody Johnson say about Justin Fields.
You know, I almost forgot about that for a fleeting moment. But yeah, there are different approaches owners can take. And the problem with most owners is you can't tell them anything. You can't be critical. You can't. There's the James Dolans of the world, and then there's her. It's like, just because it's not going your way doesn't mean that there's not remedies. But most people think they're so smart in whatever field it was, some of it by birthright, by the way, that they don't understand that there's better ways of doing things, and they can still continually learn about the game that they are responsible for shepherding their organization.
And I don't know, like 386 says, we have a self-proclaimed fan as an owner. And I agree with that.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
But you're not just a fan. Your title is CEO. And your record is what it is as CEO. And unfortunately, patterns have continued on your watch because of it. And it is okay to be humble, as we've seen, with Charlie Ursay-Gordon on the headset, taking notes on the sidelines, respecting people's jobs, and still own that you're the owner. Both can be true.
Yeah, 630, this is kind of where I am. I like that George doesn't overstep what he doesn't understand, but then he doesn't seem to take the steps to try and understand.
First thing you do is got to ask yourself, why does this continue in a way that it does? And Adrian in Oceanside, who chimes in quite a bit, are we sure George McCaskey was the one fighting for Flusie and not the Trace Armstrong client? And that's why speaking to people when they see you on a regular basis, either as the owner or perhaps as the general manager, is a good thing. Because then we get answers, and those are better than us trying to figure it out on our own. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. Coming up on 670 The Score, we shift gears. Because with all of the battles that we've seen and how epic this World Series is and the 18-inning games and the incredible individual performances from some of the best in the game, you then have to ask yourself, Well, how close are the Cubs to being able to do any of this? We discuss next.
I don't care who they put on. when Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
George.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And Yamamoto.
There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone. Vlad Jr. gives the Jays the lead. Line drive left field. Miles Straw puts it away. And the Blue Jays have tied this series up after the gut-wrenching loss last night that might have just wiped the lesser team off. The Blue Jays bounce back.
And that is well put on Fox Sports. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And this has been an incredible World Series. There is no doubt when you consider after an 18-inning game. And what did I ask, Marshall Harris? What did I ask Matt Spiegel during transition yesterday? Didn't I say, do you think that was the dagger after the 18-inning 6-5 Dodgers win that took a 2-1 lead for the Dodgers in the series? I asked, do you think that's what puts the Blue Jays away? And then the Blue Jays were like, nah, Layla, we hit. We score runs. And they did it to the tune of 6-2. And now this series is yet again tied, this time at 2-2. Every time, it seems like either the Blue Jays come out swinging like they did in game one, or they find an answer.
Are you saying that hitting is something that gets you wins in the playoffs? Is that what you're trying to impress upon me right now?
I hear scoring runs can lead to wins.
Okay, so we already told you that.
What if I told you?
The Blue Jays scored 94 runs in 15 games so far, which is 6 runs per contest. In case you forgot, Layla, the Cubs scored less than 3 runs a game during the playoffs. Do you see the contrast there? One team scored twice as many runs as the other team per game.
Well, when you put it like that, then yes, there's a glaring contest, or a contrast rather. Glaring contest as well when you consider how game five ended.
Yeah, no, but and even the Dodgers, who have not scored as many runs but have gotten outstanding pitching at points of this postseason, to the tune of, you know, having two guys throw where you only need one reliever over the course of two games.
And isn't that also incredible? Like, we talk about the resources for these two teams, and when you consider that 19 total pitchers were used in the 18-inning game between the two teams last night, or two nights ago, Shohei Ohtani goes out there, you need him to perform. And he does so. He throws 6 innings, and then the Dodgers only have to use 3 other relievers after that, and Shane Bieber also answers on the other side, throws 5 1/3, and 3 relievers were used. And the Blue Jays give them enough run support to be okay. They score 4 runs in the 7th inning, for example, taking advantage of that tax bullpen. And then that's how you get the series tied at 2 apiece. And Robbie brought this up in our pre-show meeting when we go over our five on it questions. And it's something that you and I discussed with our friend Russ Dorsey, Marshall. There's never a better time to understand what your desire is in a team to make the playoffs and simply get there. But then understand the difference between not only the team that puts you away in the Brewers, even though it took five games, there's no doubt the Cubs deserve credit for that part. But then to also understand the difference between what happened to the Brewers and you, and then the Brewers and the Dodgers, and that handy four-game sweep. And understand that you've got to ask yourself some real questions if you want to be mentioned among the likes of the true World Series contenders.
Yeah, I think when you talk about World Series contenders, we have the two teams that are in the World Series right now. And I think the question is, well, when you look at the Cubs, how far are they away from being one of these two teams? And I look at it and I say, they're a ways away, but that can change in the snap of an offseason, depending on if you're willing to open up your checkbook.
But that's the blink of an eye isn't just a blink of an eye, though. It is for the Dodgers. They've shown you how easy it is to spend. They are living in a world where the budget doesn't matter. But the Cubs have told us that they aren't in the same place financially. And then you can just go based off of what you saw, for example, say the Milwaukee Brewers had. They had Freddy Peralta, who they could trust. And the Cubs were able to get to him the second time around in that series. But at least you know that your ace is going to deliver in a way that is consistent. And that's another part of this, too. The Cubs didn't have necessarily a starter. I think Jameson Taillon became that guy. But you would like to think that the guy who starts for you opening day is also going to be the one you can rely on in game one of a playoff series, or one who can change the framework of a series or at least keep you in it in the playoffs. You start with that. That, for me, still starts with starting pitching. Then the offensive piece comes in. Can you give enough run support to your pitching staff, knowing you might have to have a bullpen game, like the Dodgers famously will do, knowing you might have to have a ridiculous 18-inning game? That's the extreme example, but some sort of extra-inning game where your bullpen can come through for you, where they can stop, and then knowing that you've got, the on the other side of it, enough runs to score. And that's what we saw yet again be a concern for this Cubs team. Forget the even the idea of getting people on base. That part of it too was so hard to see play out in the playoffs. The home run got them there. The home run ended up getting them another series. But you know that you can't have that hitting profile alone on a team.
No, home runs are important. The Blue Jays and the Dodgers have hit more home runs than everybody else. And
and they paid for that production, too. But they also pay for guys to get on base. And that's what we're seeing, too.
Yeah, I think part of the issue is the profile of the ballpark that the Cubs play in. I thought my biggest takeaway from the way the season ended was the Brewers had hitters that could get it done, not just hitting the ball out of the ballpark, whereas it felt like the Cubs, their answer for everything was, well, we'll just hit a home run. And if we do, we win. If we don't, we don't win. So I think the profile of the hitters might need to change between now and next season. But also the pitching part of it is, that's the thing that we should really focus on, is like, do you have guys who can throw zeros in high stakes situations, aka playoff games?
Well, say for example, Justin Steele's healthy.
Yes.
All systems are go. You know he's going to be your ace on day one. Do you have to also almost immediately apply, like, if we're talking about this right now, how confident would you be in him in a playoff series? You know, that's the kind of thought process you have to have. I'm not saying you jump to those conclusions. I'm not saying you freak out. But I think you almost have to ask yourselves, now that you know what it takes, if you really want to ask how close a team is, PCA has to hit. You know, he's going to have to make adjustments in the offseason to the league adjusting to him. They're going to have more offensive production out of their individual positions.
Yeah, and I think that to answer your question about the pitching, if you told me it's going to be Justin Steele and Cade Horton and Jameson Taillon and fill in the blank with another hard-throwing starter who can strike people out.
And you need somebody to be a hard-throwing starter.
I'm very comfortable with that idea for a rotation, even going up against the likes of the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. All you ask is to be in the games, and then hitters let the cards fall where they may. But right now, we know from what we just saw, they didn't have the pitching to make it through.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And coming up next, we go back to some football talk. Danny Parkins joins us. He, of course, of Fox Sports 1, the former afternoon show host here at The Score. And we have a little bit of Bears news to pass along as well, so we will do all of that coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.